Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Showing away the crime. Are you gathering up the
keys? Have you had enough of mine? I see the day of bringing us back. It's 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thanks for checking those out. Pierce Howard, Jane Howard are our guests. They're husband and wife team, very successful, very important members of our brain trust, and the authors of, well, one of my favorite books, one of the most important books, I think, that a business owner needs, especially when they're working with people, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. That's the one I talk about a lot when they're not here. Jane, thanks again for being here. Pierce, thanks again. Syntax.com, right? Syntax.com. Correct. Is that right, Jane?
Stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
So check all that out there. A lot of services that they make available to you that you can use to make sure you're getting the right people. You're putting the round pegs in the round holes and everybody's working together. We're talking about teams. We're talking about personality, the impact that personality has on teamwork, right, Jane?
Absolutely.
Now, I know that you guys have talked to us about traits over the years. How do traits impact teams?
One of the key ones that I wanted to mention is the one that Pierce spoke of just a few minutes ago, and that's need for stability, how people handle stress. And if the team is a diverse team, you've got some people who handle a lot of stress and it doesn't bother them. You got some people who take stress a little more personally, a little more seriously. And you got people who take it very personally and very seriously. Having a diversity of personalities on a team can be very helpful. The rub comes when the people who score high on this scale, who take things very personally and seriously, who often are your early warning system about problems with customers, and they take customers' concerns extremely seriously, sometimes they may think that people who are mid-range or low-range on the scale don't care as much about the customer as they do, and it can make them irritated or angry with other people on the team, whereas the mid and low scorers may think it's not that major an issue
But those worriers are the very ones that you want dealing with the customer.
But you also want to get good information, though. I mean, you've got to have good information, because I don't want somebody coming to me, and I've had this happen, I don't want somebody coming to me acting like the customer I've had this happen before. I have been the person who brought a problem to a company. And I said, hey guys, this has happened. And the person dealing with me ran to the boss and said, this man has a complaint.
Yeah.
I mean, he made it sound like I was getting ready to burn the house down or something. Yeah. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I just would like to get this fixed, you know? So you gotta have people who will give you good information too, don't you?
Absolutely. And we need to know.
No drama. No drama, Queens Jane.
No. We need to know where they're coming from. What's behind it? Have they tried to think it through rationally? Because people who score more resilient on this scale move into rational problem-solving mode very quickly. And it may look to the person who scores more reactive as if that resilient person doesn't care, when in fact they do, and they're trying to do something about it from a very rational perspective.
Right.
Whereas someone who's higher on the scale tends to get more emotional, and they have more intensity, perhaps, in defending the needs of the customer.
Now, folks, as you're listening to all this, I know it sounds like we're getting a little in the weeds, but I've got good news. Jane, Pierce, you guys, and there are other people, too, but you guys have a system of not only identifying the compatibility of a personality, any particular personality that you test, to be a good employee and to be the right person for sales or the right person for accounting or whatever. But also, can you test that? Can you give an employer
a report on that person with regard to how well they'll do in a team.
Absolutely.
And where they should be placed in a team. In other words, they're the right person for accounting, but do we need to know where they should be in the accounting department?
And what kind of role they need to serve within the team itself.
So folks, the good news is you don't have to be, when you're interviewing people, you don't have to be an expert in sorting all this out. It's too much, really, isn't it, Pierce? I mean, it's too much for the average person to try to keep up with.
It really is. One of the difficult things about teams is reporting levels. In a small business, it can be an even greater concern. The considered wisdom is that when you have a team session and you're trying to do some serious planning, you should not have more than two reporting levels in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have three or more reporting levels, what ends up is you're going to have individuals that have far more knowledge of the issues at hand than others, and the ones who don't have all that knowledge and experience are going to feel discounted and
so marginal. You're saying meeting attendees should
yes.
feel more like they're members of the people in the room are more of their peers than their seniors.
Yeah,
we've seen that with strategic planning sessions.
That makes sense. Because when you get more than one level of management, people look around thinking, okay, you know, maybe I should keep my mouth shut.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, not that that ever happened to me or anything, Jane, but I can see how some people might feel that way. So, Pierce, do you have some? Did I understand that you have some new research you want to report to us when we come back?
Absolutely.
All right. So when we come back, folks, hang on for that. Got new stuff from Pierce and Jane Howard. They're right on the cutting edge of this, folks. And I encourage you to check them out at Syntax, CENTACS.com. And I've been telling you about them for a long time. They continue to deliver. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.